Working with Josh is Molly McCarger. Now, Josh is looking at fish at the macroscopic level, what's swimming around and how many of them there are. Molly's putting things both inside the fish and on the seabed under the microscope because she's interested in the microecology. Hello, Molly.
Hi.
Tell us about your project.
Well, so my project focuses on herbivores on the reefs, and I'm looking at a sturgeonfish family. They have these really interesting, varied morphological adaptations to herbivory because fish don't possess all the right enzymes to digest plant matter. So they have all these different adaptations, and I'm looking to see if these differences affect the microbial communities in their intestines.
So basically, you're getting the gut contents of the fish that Josh has been studying in Fiji and analysing or asking what bacteria live inside these fish.
Right. So our fish, the fish I'm looking at are all very closely related. So normally we would expect their microbes to be closely related as well. But I'm looking at some that have different adaptations, morphological, chemical, and I'm seeing if these communities are different based on that.
And why might this be important?
So reef microbes are really important to reef health, but we don't really know a lot about how they're dispersed. They're not very mobile. So we're hypothesizing that these animals play a role in it because of the specific adaptations that they have. For instance, one of the species I'm looking at actually ingests sediment and keeps it in a stomach-like structure, and it uses this sediment to crush plant matter as it comes in. So we're hypothesizing that their microbes will be spatially linked and spatially organized.
Do you think you could use the array of different organisms that are in the fish and in the environment as a predictor of whether a reef is under threat, whether Josh needs to get involved, in other words?
Well, we're hoping to set up some indicators for that. It would be a much longer study to really get it down to the fine scale we would need to say this is exactly where the microbes are going and this is exactly the area we need to protect. But we are hoping it'll help us get a better idea of we see a certain amount of connectivity for some microbes in a certain area, and we notice maybe that reef is doing better than the others around them. We may be able to tell if there's some sort of correlation to their reef health.
Thank you very much. Molly McCarger, and before her, Josh Drew. They're both from Columbia University.